Hello, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 2 of The Orbit. My name is Alexa Ford, and I am the Editor-in-Chief of The Sputnik, Wilfrid Laurier University's independent student newspaper here on the Brantford campus. The Orbit is The Sputnik's official podcast where I sit down and have conversations with writers, sources, and alumni. On today's episode, I am thrilled to be joined by our very own news editor, Piper Force, who ran into some difficulties writing her story about the Fox Ridge long-term care home. Piper felt the full force of Bill C-18, Canada's Online News Act. This law received royal assent in June and came into effect December 19, 2023. As a result of this law, Meta has banned all Canadian news content from their platforms. Since then, Canadian journalists, including Piper, have had to bump up against these strict guidelines and faced the repercussions, sometimes even getting their accounts banned or deactivated. How did Piper handle it? Let's find out. Thank you, Piper, for coming on the podcast.
You're welcome.
So, I know in the recent October issue, you had an issue getting sources for a story because of something that happened to you on Facebook. So can you tell me a little bit about the situation and what led up to it and how you got banned on Facebook?
Yeah, so while I was looking for sources for the story on Fox Ridge, a lot of the times I like to use Facebook and reach out in like a Brantford Facebook group, just for mainly residents around the area that I'm looking at. And so I made a post and I asked for residents who lived in the area to get back to me who would like to be interviewed. And I caused a little bit of an uproar because obviously when you're asking for only one person's opinion, people assume that you're only writing about their opinion. And I had explained what the story was for. So a lot of people were getting mad at me for only asking for residents in the area and not asking about the city homeless communities or people that were being affected by this. And I had to go in and explain myself multiple times that that wasn't the case. And this was simply like one part of the story, but I had already reached out to the city at that point. I had already reached out to a few other sources. So I did hear back from some people and started talking to them on Facebook Messenger. And about, I think it was the day after or 2 days after, I opened up Facebook to my account being suspended. My Facebook is also connected to my Instagram as it's all through Meta. So I went to my Instagram, which was also suspended. I tried to do everything through Instagram because Facebook kind of makes you go through Instagram to appeal the decision, which is when your account gets suspended, you get the option to appeal. And I went in to go appeal the decision. And
did they give you a reason as to why you were suspended?
Their reason was that a post I had made or something about my account went against community guidelines. Was so never like specified.
The boilerplate
response. It's a very, it's the same response because I did research when it happened. Like I looked at other people this has happened to and everybody gets the same response.
They don't. So when you appealed then, did you get like specific guidelines that you had broken? Did they, what was the response like when you appealed it?
So when I appealed, it actually like glitched and wouldn't let me through because it makes you put in your phone number. And then once you put in your phone number, it sends you a code to get through to the verification ID where you have to verify your identity. And somewhere in there, it glitched out, wouldn't let me through. So I left it for a few days because it said, come back 24 hours, try again. Left it for 2 days, I think, came back. And that's when it had updated and said, oh, we actually disabled your account permanently. And
in those 2 days.
So I never really even got the chance to appeal the decision. They just kind of decided that to just disable my account. And my Facebook account was still like suspended. It didn't say they disabled my account, but I couldn't get into my Facebook because it was linked through my Instagram. So I just counted them both as pretty much gone in that time. But yeah, that was kind of the lead up to what happened.
It's insane to me how it seems kind of funny to me that like it wouldn't let you go through the appeal process and it said come back in 24 hours. And then when you followed their rules, then you had just been completely iced out. So then what did you do from there? Because you still did get sources for the story and you You reached out, and I'm guessing you said you looked up, like, you did research and saw that other people had had this happen to them. Mm-hmm. Did you reach out to any of them to, like, talk more about?
So in terms of the Fox Ridge story, two of my interviews, thankfully, I had already set up. And as much as I loved confirmed interviews, it was more of a, I hope they are still showing up.
Yeah.
One of them did. And then I had an interview with the city also, which wasn't affected by that. In terms of other people this has happened to, I actually wrote a story about it for a class afterwards. For a feature. And I spoke to a woman from in the States who this had happened to also.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people who posted about it online are just like, I didn't do anything wrong or there was nothing leading up to it. It was kind of random.
Yeah.
And a lot of people accounted that it was like a glitch in Meta's system that this was happening to, because any single little thing that gets flagged could come back at your account, kind of thing.
For sure.
But the girl that I had interviewed for this story, she had a similar situation to me. She left a company that she was at because she didn't agree with their rights and what they like their policies, what they were doing.
For sure.
And to kind of bring awareness to it to other people, she posted a video from a company meeting that they had had. And it was a public meeting. She said, like, there were no privacy violations or anything like that.
Okay.
And she had posted it. And the same thing happened 2 days later. Her accounts were taken down.
Interesting.
And so she also kind of saw a correlation between the two. So it was really interesting to talk to her and see that, you know, there are people that this is happening to with an assumed reason behind it and not just for no reason.
Yeah.
But after it happened, I emailed Instagram because they send you an email when they it disables. So I replied to that email and I explained the situation. I said, I don't believe there's anything on my account that violates guidelines.
Exactly.
If you could be more specific about what violated guidelines, like, I'd love to know.
Yeah, for sure.
And it took a month.
Wow.
About, even maybe a little over a month, for them to get back to me. And it was actually while I was working on the feature.
Oh, wow.
Because I spoke to a lady, Frances Hahn, who is a well-known Facebook whistleblower. She used to work for Facebook.
Oh.
Left the company and publicly released a ton of Facebook's files that kind of put them under fire. So I was interviewing her and I went on my phone quickly to message her and say, like, hey, I'm in the video chat when you're ready. And I got an email from Instagram that basically explained, you know, we've reinstated your account. We apologize for the inconvenience. Nothing about your account has gone against our guidelines. It was our mistake. So it was a little suspicious to me that, like, you know, it after all this time, you're like, oh, actually, you did nothing wrong. But
what do you think happened there, in your opinion? Do you think it was more of, like, someone who you might have offended in your reach, like, call out for sources, maybe reported you? Or do you think it had something more to do with the politics behind, like, Bill C-18 and Meta and news in Canada? What do you think?
I want to say it could be either or. I don't want to assume it was one or the other, because there were, like, I think by the time, the last time I checked before my account got banned, the post had 150 comments on it. And for being in a smaller city like Brantford, 150 comments on a post is, like,
pretty
crazy.
Phenomenal.
I felt famous for a little bit, but so, and a lot of them were people coming back talking negatively about the story. And so it could have easily been one of them who reported it for any sort of reason.
Yeah, for sure.
But also I did take into account that Bill C-18 is a thing, and, you know, it's, this is a news-based post, so they could have flagged it through their system or something. So I don't want to assume it was one or the other, but it's definitely probably one of those two cases in what I experienced.
And it's unfortunate because you weren't, like, peddling any type of news media. You were just saying, this is your opportunity, people, local people of Brantford, to talk to me about this.
Yeah.
So it's not like you were breaking any, I guess you weren't breaking any guidelines, but in someone's eyes you were. But it's interesting that the second you started diving deeper into it, you got reinstated.
Yeah. And luckily a lot of the people who did respond, like, did genuinely want to talk.
That's great.
So I had probably 15 people in my Facebook Messenger requests, like, wow, asking, offering to talk.
That's amazing.
So there was a phenomenal amount of support, which is great. Living in Brantford my whole life, I feel like I'm still learning about the community here, especially now that I'm more in the community aspect of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great to see so many people's support. And I think it was phenomenal to see people's opinions, even the negative ones.
For sure. Because it's an open forum of discussion.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. an open forum. And I tried to, everybody who commented, whether it was negative or positive, I was like, I just want you to know, like, I take your opinion, like, 100% into fact. It's something I want to look further into.
Mm-hmm.
And I had actually taken notes on a few people's comments of, like, what to look further into.
Amazing, yeah.
And then the post got shut down, and I was like, I can't go back and reference any of these.
I know. So that, it's really unfortunate, because you still got the story done, and it's still an amazing story. But it's funny to think about, like, what could have been if this had not happened.
Yeah. So one of the people who I was going to interview was actually a real estate agent of the area.
Oh, yeah.
And he was going to talk about the effects on, like, housing costs and prices mm-hmm. in the area. And mm-hmm. he actually emailed me, I think it was last week, because I had emailed him through his realtor email.
Yes.
To say, like, hey, this is what happened. Like, I really uh-huh. apologize. Is there any way that we can still get in contact? And it went to his junk mail, but he had gone back to me, and he was like, yeah, I was wondering what was happening. I was really looking forward to talk to you. So, but it was an odd experience, but I think it mm-hmm. taught me a lot about being in journalism and, like, kind of what the risks are
mm-hmm.
portraying that on social media.
Yeah, for sure.
But it also taught me, like, people are going to talk bad. People are going to have negative opinions about what you're doing and what you're writing about.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't care.
That's a great lesson, I think, as you head into, because you're graduating soon and you're heading into the journalism industry. Does this experience, obviously you said it taught you a lot, does it make you more anxious or more excited to head into the journalism industry now that you've kind of tackled something that really sucked and kind of, like, hindered your ability to do your job?
I think there's always, when something like that happens, it always adds a little bit of anxiety, especially mm-hmm. when you're still so new into the field,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not a confrontational person as it is. Mm-hmm. So for people to come at me and say, like, you're doing this wrong, you're not talking about this, you're doing this wrong, it definitely adds a little bit of anxiety. But I also take into consideration that whoever is making those comments, they don't know the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody who you viewed that post knew that I had already talked to the city and I was already trying to get in talks with community centers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I have to constantly remind myself, like, they don't know the full story. They mm-hmm. don't know what I've done and haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody will know until the final piece comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big misconception in journalism, too, is when you don't see something in a story, people automatically assume you didn't put the effort in to get there,
mm-hmm.
when there could be 1,000 different circumstances as to why this opinion or this side didn't make it into a story.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not strictly on the journalist for the lack of effort.
Yeah. So sometimes it's out of their control,
yeah.
like what happened to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So it was a learning curve, and I learned from it, and it definitely made me more confident to speak up more about this stuff, because mm-hmm. I kind of had that experience where people did give me backlash, and I came yeah. to that understanding that they don't know the full story. So I feel like now I have a little more confidence to be a yeah. little more outspoken because
yeah.
of the no. experience. So.
Exactly. And I think those skills will definitely help, like, you in any job, what happens after graduation, especially journalism.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to read what else you come up with this year.
I can't wait to write more stories.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Piper, for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Well, that's all, folks. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out this article and many more in this month's edition of The Sputnik, on stands and online now at thesputnik.ca. SPUTNIK.ca. And check out our socials, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And of course, don't forget to tune in to the next episode of The Orbit here on Radio Laurier. Until next time, I'm Alexa Ford.